This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. One of the world's greatest musicians turns 85 years old today. And sitar master Ravi Shankar is still giving concerts, touring, teaching, and composing. For the latest National Geographic radio expedition, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg met the artist in New Delhi, India.
Ravi Shankar's music is like a fine Indian sari. Silken, swirling, exotic. It can break your heart with its beauty. Shankar was a respected classical musician, but in 1966 he became an international superstar when Beatle George Harrison studied with him. Ravi Shankar has always been a dedicated teacher as well as performer. This past winter, he brought two students from the U.S. to his home in Delhi to learn Indian music.
Ragas are the melody forms. We have thousands of different ragas. Nothing was written down. It was all learned by ear, learned person to person. And then the big thing in our music is the improvisation.
The sitar is an ancient, long-necked wooden instrument with a gourd at one end. Related to the lute, it has six top strings and then as many as 13 more strings that are not plucked but rest under the main strings and resonate.
That's why sitar has that very special quality because of this resonating.
And when strings are pulled to the side, the notes bend and multiply.
Da 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 da. He's pulling, bending the strings.
Ravi Shankar sits on the carpeted floor in an old brown sweater vest, playing simple exercises. His sitar fills the room with feeling.
So it sort of is a combination of Shanta and Karuna, which means the tranquility and also a sadness. And this sadness is something which is like wanting to reach out and not finding it, whether for a lover or for God.
His music can be sad, but Ravi Shankar seems a happy man. He loves showing visitors the rosy-colored compound he's built in Delhi, the Ravi Shankar Foundation. He hopes this center will be his legacy.
We have many places for concerts.
There's an auditorium, a recording studio, space for his archives, and glossy photos of celebrity friends. In each picture, the handsome, diminutive musician, Shankar is 5'3", smiles broadly. Ravi Shankar loves to laugh, loves puns. That's why they call me Pundit, he grins. When he sits for a formal interview over a cup of his wife's sweet cardamom tea, it is Shankar who asks the first question.
What is the exact meaning of pillow talk?
He's asking about the phrase pillow talk.
Oh!
No. No, honestly, I
what do you do to me?
Will you please tell me?
Pillow talk. When husband and wife are together in bed.
Oh.
When they have a loving relationship, afterwards, they talk. The heartiest laugh comes from Sukanya Shankar, Ravi's merry, dimpled wife. She is the loving, driving force behind her husband. She fusses about his health. He's had heart problems. She frets when he gives four-hour concerts. His all-time record was 13 hours. He says he just couldn't stop. Sukanya rolls her eyes.
Yes, you did.
She is 34 years younger than Ravi. Their daughter, Anushka, is her father's sitar disciple and now musical partner. Sukanya is Shankar's second wife and one in a crowd of Ravi's lovers. It will come as no surprise to many of you, he writes in his 1999 autobiography, that I have always been very attracted to women.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come.
Grammy winner Nora Jones is Shankar's daughter by an earlier companion. For 10 years, father and daughter had no contact. Now they're close. He calls Nora Gitali. It means singing bee. The first woman in Shankar's life was his mother. They lived in Benares on the banks of the sacred Ganges River. Ravi's childhood was full of sounds and music.
In the early morning, all the priests going to the temples, they used to chant. And it was still dark, and you know, has to wake up with all this.
And your mother used to sing.
She had beautiful voice, and she used to make me go to sleep by singing these songs. Kaha jivan dhan Vrindavan man prana Kaha meri hridaya ki raja Kaha jivan dhan.
The name Ravi means sun, S-U-N. A mission of his long life has been to shed light by bringing the music of the East West, exposing Western ears to the intricacies of Indian ragas. He understands the challenge, writes that some Westerners think his music, quote, sounds like cats meowing. But with eloquence, dash, and determination, Ravi Shankar took his sitar to Monterey, Woodstock, Carnegie Hall. Ravi Shankar started out as a dancer. When he was only 10, he began touring Europe and the U.S. with his brother's dance troupe. They stayed in the best hotels, came to know Western music and music makers. Ravi didn't get serious about the sitar until he was 18. Then he gave up the glamour life to study for 7 years in a dusty Indian village. There, Shankar's guru taught him that sound is God.
He says that we have to earn our livelihood, and for that we have to perform and accept money. But music is not for sale. The music that I have learned and I want to give is like worshiping God. It's absolutely like a prayer.
Ravi Shankar says he has a kind of ecstasy making music. The world is erased and he feels great peace and power. On stage, the sitar master and his players sit on a raised platform, its edges blackened so they disappear. Covering the platform, an oriental rug. My flying carpet, the 85-year-old calls it. Before the musical journey can start, wands of incense must be lit. Then the magic begins. For Radio Expeditions, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR and the National Geographic Society. You can see photos of the sitar master at his compound in New Delhi at npr.org.